Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I believe is another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution. And you do that, come on, we know this, right? You do that by getting informed. That is just the best way to make it happen. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. A lot going on, a lot happening out there. A lot to deal with, frankly. And keep it up with it. You think this is easy to keep up with? I got news for you. Not so much. No, seriously, not so much. And the way this stuff moves and how quickly it moves is just amazing. You know, if you head over to the website, joemessina.com, you can sign up for the email blast, right? I think it goes out once a week or once every other week, whenever. If you have a cell phone, you can always sign up for the text alerts. You want to text GoJo, yeah, GoJo to 77222, GoJo to 77222. And there's just a lot of ways to get involved. All right, this is interesting. I thought it was interesting. Our soon-to-be new SCOTUS, our SCOTUS judge, Ketanji Brown Jackson, she said she was shocked by the leak, you know, from SCOTUS or from one of their offices. But there's more to it, right? She was confirmed by the Senate last month. On Monday, when she was interviewed, she said she was shocked by the leak of the draft decision that showed the High Court was on the verge of overturning Roe v. Wade, but she declined to speak out against an outbreak of demonstrations at the homes of her future colleagues. Now, the funny thing about this is she's a judge, uphold the law. Why wouldn't she say it's against the law, they should be doing it, they should be finding other ways to let their voice be heard? What would be wrong with that? Why? Because those type of Democrats, they only seem to want the law. They only seem to want to quote the law when it works for them. That's it. Otherwise, they don't want to hear it. They're not interested in it. Now, everybody who's familiar with the court and the way in which it works was shocked by that, Jackson said. It was an unprecedented disclosure of a draft opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito. It's such a departure from the norm. He didn't do it. She should say it's wrong on every level. No matter who put it out there, it is wrong on every level. And it should be punished. She was asked if the leak was a good thing or a bad thing. Jackson wouldn't say a word. She said, can't answer that. Why? Why can't you answer on the mere fact that it weakens SCOTUS when you can't have that kind of trust in your employees? This is not going to be a good Supreme Court justice. She was even less forthcoming when she was asked about the demonstrations that erupted almost immediately after it was published. She wouldn't respond to that either. Isn't that cool? protests initially took place outside the Supreme Court building, right after we heard about this. And she wouldn't say a word. Republicans and conservatives demanded that the Justice Department crack down the protests. Nothing for a couple days. Finally, Attorney General Merrick Garland, he ordered U.S. Marshals to provide extra protection for the justices and their family. However, what they don't tell you is the Senate jumped all over a bill. They started a bill to make sure that the justices and their families got taken care of or got protected. Right? And the White House refused to take a stand on the protesters. Now, the funny thing about it is that anytime there was a protest, or not a protest, a pro-rally for Trump, the White House was all over it. Not the White House, I'm sorry. The left was all over it. The Democrats were all over it, how bad it was. You see how this is never going to change unless we change it. This is never going to change until we get on the ball and get people in there who actually really care about this country and not their party. Not going to stop. Now, the thing I find really interesting about all this, too, is they keep talking, I don't want to get into it in depth, but they keep talking about the Roe versus Wade decision as, you know, making abortion legal, but it didn't make it legal in every situation. Matter of fact, it was only legal in certain situations, under a certain time frame. It wasn't anywhere all the time, whenever you wanted, without exception. And now at this point in time, they should be happy that the states are going to take it over. You could move to that state that has all the crazy stuff you want, like California. I mean, it's going to be a haven for liberals. But they want it all, and they want to force it down your throat at the same time. That's the fun thing about it. They think we're trying to force ourselves on them. Think about who forces it. Forces it would be a threatening of court, threatening of jail time, threatening of fines. She's going to approach it, when she was asked what she thought about joining the court at this time, she said she's going to approach it the way she approaches every other judicial appointment. Yeah, not so sure. Always a pleasure. Joe Mazzini, your host. Dr. Cordy Williams joins me. He is also running for Senate in the state of California. Good luck to him. We'll pick it up after the break. Come on back.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens.
Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Masina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Like I've been telling you, you got to, you know, stop with the boo-hoo, our votes don't count, all this garbage, okay? We're not doing this. You got to get out there and vote. You got to get your friends to vote. Get in the car. Make the rounds around the neighborhood. Pick people up. Take them to the polling places. Do not pick up 30 ballots and put them in a box. Please don't get caught doing that, right? But encourage your neighbors. Encourage the people that you know to vote. Because, you know, again, if you don't vote, if you don't truly make the effort, if you don't beat your brains out to make it right, it won't ever get right. And stop whining about it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I told you we've got primaries coming up all over the country, and you need to pay attention to your particular primaries. But here in California, the U.S. Senate race, this ought to be a lot of fun. Dr. Cordy Williams is on with me. He is a candidate for the U.S. Senate for the state of California, and he has been on the show before. for lack of a better term, as a true freedom fighter. How are we doing, Dr. Williams?
I am doing great, my favorite Italian man. And I mean that in a very, very alpha male way. How are you, brother? God bless you.
I'm glad you clarified that very much.
Yeah, I got to clarify that. I identify as a man's man.
And today, in today's day, yes. I mean, it's very good that we do that. Anyhow, always
got
a pleasure.
And nothing on people that don't identify that way. That's just the way I identify.
Yep. So let's get rolling, because I know people, we have new people that come and go on the show and listeners and what have you. Give me a quick bio of who is Dr. Williams, and do you have a copy of your psychiatric analysis? Because anybody that runs for office in California needs to be vetted. So go ahead, give us a quick rundown.
No, for the psychiatric analysis, we'll ask my wife, and I'll probably flunk. So there you go, right?
Right.
But no, I just, honestly, this campaign, you know, we've said from the get-go, you know, on the road, two, 3 weekends out every month the last 2 years, Joe, and you know as well as I do, I was in multiple different cities talking to you at all hours of the night, depending upon where I was. And we were just teaching people the Constitution. We were teaching them to run for office, stand up. I'm the only candidate that's been shoulder to shoulder with Californians and Americans across this nation doing the next and only political weapon that servant leaders will have, which is civil disobedience. You know, some of my opponents out there, they're sitting behind a desk and, you know, they're putting up lawsuits, and then they're saying, you know, later on they're saying that they weren't even involved in the lawsuit, but the rest of their firm was. And then they're putting in election integrity lawsuits and then publicly coming out and saying there was no voter fraud in 2020. But we're running because we're tired of the flip-flopping. We're tired of the panderers. You know, people are like, you have no political experience. I'm like, you're right. I'm not a liar, cheat, and thief. And we're tired of people extorting California. And we saw the last 2 years, Joe, where big government, people like Mussolini, tried to come into our kitchens and our living rooms and tell us how to raise our kids. They tried to tell us what to put in their brains, what to put in their veins. And I pushed back shoulder to shoulder doing activism all across this state. I'm the only candidate that's been to Maricopa County 5 times. I'm the only candidate that was one of the lead spokespersons for the Recall Gavin effort. I was at every single rally you can imagine, speaking, doing activism, all that. And now we've got to take that type of leadership that does something different other than talk to the U.S. Capitol. And that's why we think that in order to save our kids and our kids' kids, the next political weapon is going to be civil disobedience, getting people to do what Martin Luther King Jr. Did. And I've been doing that for 2 years, and I'm the only guy out there with that type of experience.
Well, it is, you know, I tell people all the time, you got to get out to know the people. You got to get out to the different communities. You know, East L.A. is not Sacramento. Sacramento is not, Bakersfield is not, you know. So you've got to get to know the people out and about. And, again, the bottom line with it is understanding what the needs are of the people here in California, because that's truly who you're fighting for, the people here in, you know, California. Okay, again, you're running. What difference do you think you can make if you don't get a solid, even if we flip the Senate, we flip Congress? What difference are you going to be able to make at that level? Are you willing to fight and slam your head against the table?
Well, 100%. I mean, I think it's, you know, at the end of the day, what do we have left if we don't win this battle, Joe? Because what I've said to everybody, and this is why I'm your best constitutional candidate. I'm the only one. I happen to be running on a Republican ticket, and a lot of Californians, some of them in L.A., they cringe at the thought of that. But what I want that person or that independent to know is it's not about Trump or Biden. It's not about red or blue. It's not about race or gender or who you went to bed with last night. I'm a Trump guy and a Jesus guy, but I represent all the constituents of California without prejudice or bias. And I believe we need to start talking about the 51% we agree on instead of the 49% that divides us. And that's our kids. And everybody wants to raise their kids in love the way they see fit, not the way big government sees fit. And that's how we're going to take back this state.
No, you're right. And you flew over something. Weren't you in the military or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. A bunch of crayon eaters. They call them Marines. So these guys, they stop. Sometimes they carry a pack. sometimes they defend the country. When they're not doing that, they're eating crayons. So, you know.
Oh, God. You know, you can send your email.
That's why I failed the psych evaluation, Joe. All the crayon eating.
Oh, God. All right. So, you know, California is a little different than most of the other states. And I say, you know, what goes throughout the whole country may not be what really moves California. So give me the three issues that are in your platform that are specific to California, things that you would fight for the California constituents.
Well, I think everybody, you know, medical freedom is always the first one because, you know, fundamentally, here's the deal. I think we've polarized medical freedom where we've made it a Democratic talking point or a Republican talking point. And I just think it's a parental talking point, right? Like, do you really want people, and this is from a state standpoint, so obviously I'm running for a federal seat, Kamala Harris's old seat, you know, Alex Padilla, unelected incumbent lapdog or King Charles Cavalier Spaniel of Mussolini is Alex Padilla. But, you know, I think when we talk federally what's happening in California, we have to look at the state tyranny that's going on. You know, people like Richard Pan are trying to tell parents that, you know, a 12-year-old knows more about their body and should be able to say, hey, I want to inject my veins with something. And I just, like, right there, that separates the partisan politics,
yep.
And that's just a human issue. Like, what's the next thing that the state of California or even Joe Biden, the current administration, is going to try to do to our kids? If they can, from a state standpoint, say, we're going to allow your son or daughter at 12 years old to make their own decisions, like, what are we doing? They can't drive a car yet. They can't vote yet, but they can inject a vaccine into their body. And I'm not an anti-vax guy.
Hold that thought. Pause. We're going to come right back because we both believe in capitalism. I got to make some money here. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back with Dr. William Jackson.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Mortgage demand is plummeting in the U.S. Mortgage applications to purchase a home dropped 12% on a weekly basis and are down 15% compared with the same week 1 year ago. Joel Kahn with the Mortgage Bankers Association spoke to Fox Business.
What we have is housing prices that keep going up because the supply is way too low compared to the number of people who want to buy homes. If you compound that with the fact that interest rates keep going up, the cost of a monthly mortgage, if you're just buying that house that you thought 2 years ago you were going to purchase, it may not be affordable right now. So, you know, the market has to kind of find an equilibrium. The challenge is that this is all happening so quickly.
Since the start of this year, rates have jumped 2%, the fastest pace of growth since May of 1994. And ex-Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane has pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
This is not my music either, people. I don't know who plays this stuff. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, as I said, you know, my favorite mantra on the show is get informed, get engaged, don't be stupid. You know, people like to use the word ignorant. I'm going to say stupid. I see what you people write. I see what you post on Facebook, and it's obvious that you're uninformed. And when you go into the voting booth, again, you don't go in there and say, oh, I saw this guy's commercial, he looks great, and bang, I'm going to vote for him. Make sure you have a clue as to who this person is. What were they on? Who's endorsing them? Who's, you know, supporting them? Who's grabbing them by the hand? Who do you see them standing next to at different events or what have you? And then go listen to shows like mine where you can actually hear them answer questions. Because a lot of you, really, truly, you vote R for the sake of R. And, you know, I'm a staunch Republican, but I have a problem with that. We have a lot of people that went from Democrat to Republican in the last 2.5 weeks because they thought they were going to get somewhere in some of these states. So pay attention to the people you're voting for. Pay attention to the people you're telling other people to vote for. Seriously, don't become part of the problem. And the only way that happens is you become part of the solution and you get informed. Dr. Cordy Williams joins me. He's a candidate for U.S. Senate for the state. Notice I didn't say the great state, but the state of California. So, Dr. Williams, again, I'm still waiting for your psych check to come through here. Right? Anybody who runs for office in California and wants to go to D.C. even on top of that. So we were talking about some of the issues very close to Californians' hearts. And some of it is countrywide. I get that. But California is a tad different. One of the things you brought up was, you know, medical freedom. The ability for, you know, parents to make choices. It's really parental choice in every aspect of a child's life, whether it be, whether it be sexual orientation, whether it be what's in the education books, to your point here with the medical freedom. All of this stuff is a big deal that people didn't realize they had lost or were losing until recently, you know, and it's something that you favor.
Yeah, no, you're right, Joe. And I think when we take politics, like let's just think here for a second, right? Everybody just stop, which I feel like we haven't done that in the last 6 years. Maybe we haven't done it in the last 2 or 3 decades, right? Who knows? But let's just take a deep breath and pull back for a second. Away from the red and blue rhetoric, right? Away from the talking points, away from all that nonsense. And let's think about this for a second. Do we want a government, a federal or state government, dictating to us anything about our health, right? Like where the resident health experts are, whether it's Fauci or whether it's the current administration, you know, these people that generally physically, they look horrible. I never want anybody that looks horrible giving me health advice. I always just kind of universally say that. But, you know, the other thing about it is they're not supporting their positions with real data and real science that has been validated. But let's even take that off for a second. Fundamentally, does any parent out there want big government at a state or federal level coming into their kitchens and living rooms and dictating to them what to do medically to their kids or to their own bodies? And then do they want school systems putting different ideologies in their kids' brains that they don't fundamentally agree with? I mean, and stop the political talking points there. Assume you don't know what party I'm affiliated with. And just look at it, look at these issues objectively. Where does it end? Where does it end when the state or the federal government can do that? And is that in keeping with the Constitution? And when you read the Constitution, it's not. It's totally contradictory to it.
Well, you know, I agree with you. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. There's a lot that needs to happen. And you're going to have a fight on your hands. You know, I was speaking to another candidate earlier, and I said, look, you've got a bunch of people up there, in not just in Sacramento, but in D.C. And in D.C., they kind of, a lot of the Republicans seem to go along. And you really need a massive sweep, not just of the number of seats, but the people that are willing to fight alongside you to make a difference. And so you're going to have to be a bit of a leader in driving that platform or that charge, if you would. When it comes to education, that is also a big issue here in California, with people across the country, for that matter. What's your thoughts on that? Would you get rid of the Department of Education, or would you push to get rid of it? Would you push to limit it? What would you do?
Well, you know, I think before I comment on that, just to touch on the intro to that question for a second, I mean, I think that there are dinos and rhinos, Democrats in name only, Republicans in name only, because there are some great well-intended Democrats out there that are Kennedy Democrats that are moving away from the party and they're moving towards the Constitution. But these establishment rhinos, I mean, we're seeing it with our state party. If we're honest with ourselves, our state party is corrupt. Our state party is a business profiting machine that circulates within itself that doesn't care about the voters out there. And a lot of so-called politicians, liars, cheats, and thieves, they're not going to tell you that. And so people sell out to the swamp in D.C. because they sold out before they ever got there. They sold out in the state. And to answer your question about schools and what needs to happen there, we're paying $10,000 to $14,000 per kid in this state. And I think the best way to change the whole CRT narrative and get people loving America again, get our kids loving America again, is put the power of the education back in the hands of the parent, meaning give them subsidies, give them tax breaks for educating their kids. They can put in those red, white, and blue ideologies into their brains instead of having the state teach them this communist CRT rhetoric that's out there. And I'm a big proponent of diversity. I'm a big proponent of all races and ethnicities. But we all came to this country because we wanted the American dream. We wanted something different. We wanted hope for everybody. And who knows about that better than a parent? Who do you want teaching the ideologies that you espouse to and you believe in other than you? I mean, what I can't think of anything better. I mean, I've seen my 5-year-old and 3-year-old grow so much in the particular schools that we've chosen. And one of them is more of a spiritual school. I'm a Christian, so, you know, I identify that way, and all jokes aside. And so they're learning about Jesus and the values I want them to learn. Not what the state's saying, not what the federal government's saying, and then they go to a, you know, another school where they're hands on with animals, where they're hiking, they're learning about nature, all that stuff. And I can't imagine what it would be like. I'm not a wealthy guy, Joe, to be forced into a curriculum where they learn to hate America, where there's no kinesthetic like touching, because we know there's three different ways of learning, you know, audio, there's visual. Right. And then there's kinesthetic. So when you give somebody one method of learning and then you're teaching them hate-filled messages, I just don't think that works out for anybody long term.
No, I hear you, and I agree with you. I think that, again, you look at what's happened even recently, you know, and I tell people, being on the school board myself, you see the damage that the mask has done to these kids. You see what it's done to them psychologically, from an education standpoint, the distance learning that we were not ready for. Not that we didn't try to do the right thing, but let's just be honest about it. If it's not something you do or drill to do or practice to do or have on the back burner on a regular basis, you can't get it done. So we're watching these kids fall behind or fall behind what should be, and it's not good for them. But again, back to your medical freedom issue, this is also, again, parental choice as to what their kids learn, what they see, how they're dealt with in school. So we've got, let me see, medical freedom, educational freedom. What about the next one? What else you got going?
Well, you know, I think election integrity is a huge issue. And there are several of my opponents. There's one, you know, I call him the trial lawyer rhino out there, that's endorsed by the rhino party of this state, whereas I got the grassroots. I'm endorsed by the California Republican Assembly, won that by an 85% margin of victory, the Tea Party caucus in California. So the grassroots people are saying to me on both sides of the aisle, we don't want any more rhinos and dinos. We want people, dinos are Democrats in name only, but we want folks that are going to stand up for the Constitution first and foremost. And why should we be able to get on a plane? Why should we be able to, go and get car registration or any of these other, you can identify five other things that you're able to do that require ID verification, but that's not required for our current election system. Why can't we clean the voter rolls? Why can't we get rid of machines and go back to, you get a ballot, you fill it out in person, the old school way, somebody who's vetted, checks it, you got pollsters from both parties. You know, my opponent put in an election integrity lawsuit, said there was no voter fraud in 2020, and refuses to watch 2,000 mules. And I just think, you know, it's not a party issue. It's the integrity of our republic and the future of our kids. Because if we can only vote in these communist Marxists and people that want to take away our freedoms because all our elections are rigged, what do we do? And that's not a Trump talking point. That's just a talking point like, hey, how are we going to save our children if we can't vote the right people in the right way?
You know what? I got so interested in what you were saying, I forgot to run the commercial. Here we go. We'll be back in a minute. People, don't go far. More with Dr. Williams right after this.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. You heard me. Get engaged. Get informed first. So how about that? We go get engaged or get involved, get informed, then engage. Because if you do it any other way, you're always end up fixing your messes, and it's really not what you want to do. Primaries going on across the country right now, and you've got to pay attention in your area in with your races, and you need to make sure that you understand who's running. And just because there's an R in front of their name, there'll be plenty with R's in front of their name, doesn't mean they're truly an R. So you need to do some of your own homework. I know some of you don't want to. You want to rely on the party. You want to rely on the friend of a friend of a friend. How about we just turn around and really, truly start doing your own homework? You do it with so many other things. So do your homework with this one as well. Dr. Corley Williams joins me. He's a candidate for U.S. Senate for the state of California. He's been on the show several times. And, again, doctor, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, Joe. God bless you, brother.
Yeah, and you have a big push in front of you from a lot of different ways. You know, I've been one of those recipients of the party not really being on my side, if you would. That's number one. Number two is you got a voter registration in California where Dems outnumber Republicans 2-1. And then you got the, I think it's the Klein states or independents that are also about equal with Republicans in voter registration. Do you have any idea? Do you know how the numbers look at this point?
Well, I know a poll that we did, an insider's poll that we did, we sampled 1,000 throughout the state, and at one point, this was 3 months ago, Padilla for the number one spot, it's a jungle primary, the top two voter getters, right? Padilla was polling at 39%, I was right at 19%, and everybody else in the field was under 10%. So we feel really good about this thing. Obviously, a lot can happen. We're just trying to get in that second spot. But, you know, I always tell people, Joe, you ever wonder why that favorite grassroots candidate that's not a dino, a Democrat in name only, or a rhino, a Republican in name only, but that's for the Constitution, doesn't end up on your November 3rd ballot? And the reason is because you never voted in the primary. You didn't know to get up off your tail and vote in the primary. So that's why between May 28th and June 7th, it's so important that people go to the full term, 6-year time period. Mark Cordy, C-O-R-D-I-E, Williams, take that ballot and submit it in person, because we're not going for the 3-month term that some of the candidates are going for. We want that full term because we're in it to win it.
So you're not doing the dual one, correct? I mean, people in California don't realize that part of that is the November to January, just to fill the slot, if you would. We had the same issue here in my area. We had Congressman Mike Garcia had to run twice in a relatively short period of time, which was asinine. I don't know why they just didn't leave the seat open for a bit. But so he had to run twice. He had to run in March and then again in June and then again in November. It was ridiculous and expensive, you know, for all. So anyway, that's why I said to people, you got to pay attention. You got to know what's going on around you. So I know you said you did some internal polling. I guess my question is more around, are the California voters, from what you're seeing, what you're reading, and the polls that you're getting, are they ready to have a Republican senator?
I think they are, because, you know, we've talked to folks, and I think that, you know, with inflation at 7%, gas prices around the same, you know, I saw diesel was at $6.69 the other day, homelessness that's out of control, and really there's no plan from a state or federal standpoint in these areas where they're allowing anarchy and lawlessness to occur. Because you can't call these leaders Democrats. You know, you can't call them Democrats, because Democrats like JFK would have stood up to tyranny and not have taken the freedom out of the hands of the people by having anarchy, by allowing, hey, let's defund the police and let's, you know, hate on police and be mean to police, or let homelessness run rampant and incentivize people with needles where they have to create a crap app in San Francisco so somebody doesn't step into a hot steamer. Like, we have a problem when the reaction is one that invokes more of the same. Right. When the antidote is let's incentivize the wrongdoing that's going on here, that's stealing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness from others. When your Fifth Amendment and your 14th Amendment by the state or the federal government are violated, we have an obligation as servant leaders, not extortion, you know, politicians who are liars, cheats, and thieves. Right. But as servant leaders, to stand up for you. And so what do we do? How do we get rid of some of these problems? And so I think folks are fundamentally just seeing who's the guy with the solutions. Like, you know how you end homelessness? You get task force set up, right? You get a task force set up that goes out to these folks, that talks to these folks, that starts to give them the proper treatment that they need. But then at some point, you need to have a deterrent. And there was some guy named Ronald Reagan. I think he was a famous person at one point, Joe. And this guy presented a 5-point plan and strategy. I think this was back in the 60s for homelessness. And what they did is if they were able to prove in this 5-point plan that you couldn't take care of yourself, like, you know, your ability to bathe yourself, clothe yourself, feed yourself, your ability to be psychologically fit. If you couldn't prove that you could pass this litmus test, whatever that litmus test is, then we needed some deterrent. And at the time, it was committing people, right? Like, imagine if people were given a set number of opportunities and there was a system, a legitimate system, grading system or evaluation system, and if they didn't check it multiple times, like, what do we do? Well, what I've always heard about the homeless crisis, too, is some of these people doing fentanyl and doing meth and all that, the dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin in their brain isn't giving them that stimulation hormone receptor to eat. So most of them, they won't take the clean bed. They won't take the counseling. They won't take the food. So what do? Do you let the problem grow? Or do you have a deterrent based on a check and evaluation system that ultimately, if they see their buddy going down that road, are they going to start to think differently? I think they probably are. And that takes bold leadership. It takes different leadership. And it's not red or blue. It's just about our kids and the future they're going to walk into and what they inherit or what they don't.
You know, while we're at it, we're hitting some of these national issues. Where's your mind on immigration? What can we do about the southern border? What can we do to have a more sane immigration plan?
Well, you know, the talking points on the mainstream media are all about that. It's about humanity, and yes, it is about humanity. When we're taking food, jobs, and shelter away from hardworking Californians that came in the right way, we should all, regardless of what party affiliation you have, we should all be appalled by that and concerned by that. That's not a red or blue thing. That's just like, again, what future do you want your kids to walk into? I think our current immigration system and laws are great, but they need men and women with testicular and ovarian fortitude to stand up and say, you know what? That's not happening on my watch. I do think we need a border or barrier wall. I do think we need more ICE agents. Because just ask a parent that's had a kid trafficked across the border or kidnapped and trafficked. Or ask a kid who, you know, multiple times, and I have so many friends that for 10, 15 years, their kid's been sent back to rehab 3, 4, 5 times. Ask them about the fentanyl problem. Ask them why they want the border shut down. And so we've got great laws. We just need men and women of conviction, character, and morals to enforce them.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, Mallorca went down there. And he's going to report back that there are no issues. It's going according to plan, which, quote unquote, I believe, and that kind of stuff. So we'll see what happens with this. But again, there's so many things that they're allowing just to go when it comes to not just inflation, but look at how much money we owe. Look at where we're at. Look at the kind of money that we're spending. At this point, we cannot pay it back. When you listen to some of the honest economics people, they tell that there is no way for this country to pay back that kind of money in any kind of real lifetime. It's just amazing to be in a way. And it's what drives prices up all over the place, really, when you think about it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, did you hear this stat, Joe? I heard for, I think it was four decades, there was $4 trillion of money, of currency in circulation. And in the last 2 years, a year and a half, there's now $16 trillion.
Wow.
Yeah. Sickening. And we wonder why there's inflation, right? It's like, are you kidding me? Look at all the money that's floating around. The fake money, the paper money that's not worth anything.
All right. So last but not least, on foreign affairs, what kind of money should we be spending in helping out Ukraine and that kind of thing? Should we protect Europe against Russia? And you got about 30 seconds.
We need a strong military. We need sovereignty, but let me ask you this. If we can't take care of our own house, people are homeless, and to your point, the deficit is what it is, do we have any business taking mom's credit card and continue to max it out, and then we just go and get another credit card? We steal another one from her wallet? When does it end?
No.
When does it end?
Not at all. I mean, I'm with you. All right. Where do they find out more information about you?
You can go to Cordie4Senate, CORDIE4Senate.com, CORDIE4Senate.com. Donate, volunteer. We don't need to bring any more nice guys to the barbecue that we brought year after year, year after year after they lose elections. We need to bring a Marine into office that's going to fight and win for California.
I like that. Bring the Marines in. I'm all for that. All right, Dr. Cordie Williams, God bless, good luck, and people, we'll be back in a little bit.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?